Jack Gunter is a well-known Northwest artist living on Camino Island, and he uses an ancient painting technique. It's called egg tempera. It's literally dry pigments mixed with egg yolk. He sells these paintings for thousands of dollars, but a few years back, he discovered his art isn't just visually stunning, it's also quite tasty.
6 or 7 different species of animals will eat my paintings. One time, rats got into my gallery, and they had climbed up to the top of the easels and were standing on the top of the painting, 6 feet above the ground, leaning down, eating the first 5 inches from the top. And any paintings that were on the ground were destroyed from the first 5 inches from the bottom.
There was the banana slug, who ate a looping path of destruction through one painting. Jack named him Slug Casso. And then there were the ants. The ants who became Jack's unlikely muse.
One day I woke up and there were 3 carpenter ants up on my easel eating my painting. And I called up my partner, Carla. I said, "Carla, there's ants eating my painting today." And she said, "Well, you paint with food, you damn fool. What do you expect?" So I did a painting, which is right there, Gabriel, which is a picnic basket painting. And I painted a beautiful picnic basket with all this food on it on a checkered tablecloth in my backyard from a still life. And I made a thicker frame with my woodworker, and I made an ant farm across the bottom 5 inches. And then I painted the eclair and the cake and the top of the wine glasses with honey. So now I went out to find some ants. I called up an entomologist in Olympia and asked him where I could get ants to put in my painting, and he hung up on me twice. So then I finally got creative and I called up someone at Wazoo, and it's a land grant kind of college, so they had to answer my questions. And the woman, PhD, said, "Well, the ants you want are in your yard. They're called moisture ants." I said, "Well, what do you have to do? Do you have to get the queen or something?" She said, "No, they're in your yard. You put something out in your yard with honey on it, and they'll volunteer for your project." So now the painting's all done, and it's painted with honey under the glass with dirt at the bottom. And I had little things on the side for water and air so that they could be safe. So I go out in the front yard, and I see the hose going down to the hot tub. I look at it really closely for the first time in my life. That was an ant superhighway. I had no idea. There's ants going up and down that hose, going both ways, probably waving at each other as they walk by. It was like I-5 of my front yard. So I took a big piece of cardboard and I painted "I love Carla" with honey and a brush. And I put it right on top of that hose. And I had my painting ready to receive ants with the top off and a little funnel. And I went out about an hour later, and that cardboard was throbbing with life. And the words "I love Carla" were swarming like wiggling words. And then I reached down and I grabbed the big piece of cardboard, and they're scrambling off and running down my arms. And I shook the cardboard into the painting, and son of a bitch, they made this beautiful ant farm. They weren't very happy in there. They were quite upset. And they really didn't understand the nature of their project they were in either. But they did make the ant farm. And the next day I was invited to a bumper shoot show. I was already invited. But the next day I brought this to a bumper shoot show. And it was food-related art that was curated. It was 5 of us. So I figured this is the perfect food-related art. It's a picture where ants are actually eating the damn painting. And it was a hit of the show. And on the second day, Gene Godden, who was writing an article for the PI then, she wrote an article about the show, and she said the problem was that in the middle of the room there was a full-size table and 4 bistro chairs baked out of French bread. And it was a brilliant, brilliant sculpture. And the chairs were really wonderful, and it was all crispy. You could just break off a leg if you wanted to and eat it. But the ants found it. And by the last day, every single ant had left my painting, and they went to live in the bread. And the table and chairs were going to a park at the end of the Bumbershoot show. And so I feel comfortable that my ants are safe, and now they're in Seattle.
Jack Gunter is an artist on Camino Island. We are going to hear much more from him in a future show, and you can see some of his paintings on our website, knksoundeffect.org.